You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yes, like that dude just said, we are indeed Right Side Radio and solid and conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, going to the phones right now with one of the frequent flyers that comes on our show because he's willing to. Mo Brooks and Mike Durant have both been willing to come on the show regularly, and I appreciate that, and I'm sure the audience does too. Mike Durant, a long career in the military, left there and then built a company called Pinnacle Solutions, which was very successful, has been still very successful here in the Huntsville area, now running for U.S. Senate. Mike Durant, welcome back to Right Side Radio.
Hey, Phil, great to be on. Thank you.
Well, man, you got just a few more days left. How's the energy level doing?
Oh, doing great. You know, we feel good about what we've done. You know, it's sort of like I think you and I have spoken before about the fact that I transferred ownership of my company to the employees. It feels good when you do the right thing. You tell the truth, you're honest, and you act with integrity, and people appreciate it. And that's what we're doing in this campaign. And you know, confident that the voters are going to see through that and support me on next Tuesday.
Well, so right now, Mike, your race has been the hardest to poll of any that I've ever seen. I mean, it gets all over the board. You know, one day you're in the lead, and then Britt's in the lead. Brooks used to be always in the lead. New poll came out today. I'm sure you've seen it. It shows that Britt has dropped slightly from the last poll. She's down to 32%. And with a 3.6% margin of error, you're number two at 26 in this poll with Brooks right behind you at 25. Anyway, all that to say, you're literally within striking distance on the margin of error of Britt, and then you and Brooks are, of course, right one point apart from each other. This is a horse race, man.
Well, and we're particularly proud of the fact that that's in spite of all the false attack ads that have been levied against me for the past month. You know, it has an effect, and it's unfortunate, but it's not that significant. And, you know, we're confident that come next Tuesday, people are going to vote their conscience and realize that the things they're getting in their mailbox are all completely false. And they should vote against the people that are putting that stuff out, because if they don't have integrity in the campaign, they're not going to have integrity in office.
All right. Well, point taken. And yes, we had a caller a while ago that said that her mailbox has been inundated. I can speak to that myself. So, Mike, let me ask you about a couple of those. One of the ones that came out in the news today that's causing a little bit of a stir among some, your company, Pinnacle Solutions, you just mentioned a moment ago that you sold it back to your employees or sold it to your employees. But the article says you intend to remain on the board even after taking the seat as a U.S. senator potentially. You don't see any conflict of interest in doing that?
Well, we actually looked into that with Senate Ethics Committee, and it is fine to do that. I will not be the chairman as I currently am, and I can't take any compensation. And it's really just to maintain some continuity. And I don't foresee needing to do it for a long period of time. And actually, if it's an issue, I can stop, because the company's in great hands. I mean, we just had a board meeting today, and you know, we got great people in all the right positions. I'm not really needed already, which is, you know, that's the definition of great leadership, when you can transition out and the organization continues to carry on. So I'm proud of that. But right now, based on Senate ethics guidance, as long as I don't get compensated, it's no problem with me serving on the board. But if that becomes an issue, I'm perfectly happy to step down from that as well.
All right. Well, fair enough. Now, there have been a lot of things being also slung at the other candidates, not the least of which is you making some claims about Katie Britt not being the pro-life candidate she says she is. You stand by that? Because, I mean, that's a pretty heavy accusation, especially in Alabama.
Well, what we pointed to was their history, and I mean, there are articles written by Alabama press organizations that talk about that issue. She had an opportunity to stop something while she was SGA president, and she did not do that. She did exercise that right over some parking violation policy, but she didn't do it when it came to saving the lives of unborn children. And you know, I mean, that's again points to a difference between me and the other two candidates. I am who I am. My positions don't change with the wind. I am not going to be this today and that tomorrow, because I think that's what people want to hear. I am who I am, and that is a conservative, God-loving patriot who has served this country, run a business, have the kind of experience that our founding fathers wanted to see in Washington, And that's why I am absolutely convinced that the voters are going to realize this on Tuesday and vote me in as the Alabama next senator.
Well, so Mike, one more of these, and I want to address it because it's the one thing that when I'm out there talking to people or when they call into my show, it's the one thing that I think sticks. I don't think anybody really buys the Second Amendment thing that was said about you in terms of in the big picture. Some of the other things that have been said about your company, I think you just dispelled that. The one thing that keeps coming up is this Lincoln Project thing. And since the last time you were on my show, you were with me in studio last week, I believe it was. There was that whole thing with the postcard that came from allegedly from Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project. And so there's all this stuff floating out around there about who's supporting your campaign. How do you address that? And give us the snapshot version of how you refute those arguments.
Well, first of all, I'm supporting my campaign. The company did very well. I'm proud of that, both in terms of the services and the products we provided to our customers, which is first and foremost, but also we were very profitable. And I am, and part of why I got in the race, because it, like it or not, it requires resources. And I have put a tremendous amount of my personal resources into this race to the tune of $6 million of my own money. So I met with Mo Brooks and told him that, and he said, that's more than my family's entire net worth. And that just shows how committed I am to this and proving that no one is going to tell me what to do or has any influence over what I'm going to do because I paid for it myself. If you look at the other candidates, that is not true at all for either one of them. So who do they owe for all this support? I can tell you who I owe. Nobody.
All right. Fair enough. There's a great statement on your part. Let me ask you this, though. Going forward, it looks like we're going to have a runoff. I mean, the prevailing wisdom is runoff is almost inevitable at this point. The top three, you and Brooks and Britt, are the three that are going to be, two of you are going to be in a runoff. I think it's just inevitable. That being said, if the polls hold and Britt has got this slight advantage right now, then between you and Brooks, are either one of you, has there been any discussion about camps combining to go against Britt if it came down to that?
Well, you know, certainly if it, and we're confident we're going to be in. So whichever other candidate is not in, I don't see a scenario where getting their support and their voters doesn't help me. I mean, if you think about, you know, going all the way back to Jessica Taylor, when she dropped out, you know, her supporters came to me because, you know, hearing from another candidate who's in the race that knows who we are better than the average person. They don't truly know who we are, but they know better than the average person. To get them to say, look, you know, you wanted me, but I didn't make it, but I'm putting my support behind Mike, that has to be helpful. And we welcome that, and we'll see how that plays out.
All right, man. Well, hey, listen, in the few minutes we got left, I want to totally switch gears and just ask your perspective on something that's in the news. So I was hoping that you get a chance to ask you this. So it came out, I think it was yesterday, the Biden administration has announced that they tend to put a persistent presence of 450 special operations troops back into Somalia. The Trump administration had withdrawn our physical presence from Somalia. I know we have advise and assist missions that go in and out, but this is, on the one hand, one report says it's for, search and destroy type missions, looking for terrorists. The other ones say, no, it's just for advise and assist. We're not going to be in a combat role. Give me your perspective with your background in Somalia. Give me your perspective on us putting troops back there now.
Well, you know, there's been a persistent threat in Somalia essentially for the past 30 years. I mean, it's evolved over time, but it's, you know, it's currently Al-Shabaab primarily is a kind of a spin-off, loosely related to Al-Qaeda, terrorist-type organization. You know, that's arguably a threat to our national security because any bastion of terrorist activity that could potentially pose a threat to the United States qualifies as a national security issue. I haven't received all the confidential or classified briefings, so I don't know how significant that threat is. I suspect, you know, Joe Biden, first of all, is a great quote from Elon Musk yesterday. You know, it isn't Joe Biden making these decisions. Whoever wrote whatever's on the teleprompter making these decisions, and I agree with that 100%, by the way. So that person was probably briefed by the senior military leadership that, you know, this warrants a presence on the ground. I don't want to get into questioning all that because I don't know. I do want to say, though, that intervention in a lot of these places is a dead-end road for us unless our national security is at stake. That is the essence of the America First agenda. It has to be what is in our best interest. We can't be out there putting our resources, our young men and women in harm's way, unless it's in defense of the homeland or our national security. And that's the line that I would draw. But without getting the briefing personally about, you know, how significant is that threat, it's difficult to speak to this issue. But I would say proceed with caution anytime we put boots on the ground anywhere.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I think you and I had a discussion on the air about Somalia in relation to the Afghan pullout last year. And one of the things you talked about then was the fact that it started off with one mission, but it became a mission creep took over and it became multiple other missions. And that's what led to the disaster that you were a part of. And then the ultimate pullout, which was embarrassing in many ways on the international stage. So I guess mission creep would have to also be included in that.
Absolutely. And the unfortunate reality for us as American people is what happened while I was in Somalia was under the Clinton administration. And now we have another incompetent administration in charge right now, which makes it even more of a concern that, you know, we have people in positions of authority making decisions about things they know nothing about. And that's just another thing I'm trying to fix. You know, I won't be alone, but I'll add to that group of people in Washington who actually know something about this stuff that can make, you know, good decisions and provide good recommendations.
All right, Mike Durant, just a mere few days before we go to the polls. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and best of luck to you.
Well, I always enjoy it, and look forward to everyone's support on Tuesday. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right, folks, that's Mike Durant. He is one of three that's going to wind up being your next U.S. Senator. Get to know him. I mean, I just literally, the undecideds are going to sway this race. Right now, in that, if that poll is to be believed, it's a horse race right now. Britt, 32, Durant, 26, Brooks, 25, 3.6% margin of error, 14% undecided. I know polls don't mean everything, but here's the deal. Those top three, one of those is going to be your U.S. Senator. Get to know them. We'll have Mo Brooks on later in the week. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, I got a caller on line two, held on during the break, so let me just grab that real quick. Line two, Mike from Huntsville. How you doing today?
Real good, thanks. I appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a friend of Mike Durant. I've known him for 18 years, played hockey with him. And I apologize, I didn't hear the whole interview because I'm working and I got a call from a customer, so I had to turn the radio down. But Mike Durant, to start his company, did like a lot of entrepreneurs did. He took a loan on his house and took a risk. And I don't know if he covered this with you or not, but he started the company, was working on getting contracts. He's a military government contractor. Almost out of money when he finally got his first contract. He built his company up from that. Now he's got roughly 500 employees. He's made the company employee-owned, and he's built something out of nothing. This is what we need in Washington. We don't need a lawyer. We've got plenty of lawyers in Washington. Katie Britt's a lawyer. Mo's a Britt. I've supported Mo for 12 years, but when I found out Mike was going to run, I jumped on board with Mike supporting him to run. We need business owners in Washington, D.C., not more lawyers.
Well,
he's a great guy.
Just to go ahead and let you know, I am a lawyer, so there's that. But we'll go ahead.
No, I knew you're a lawyer. Yeah, because I listen to your show not every afternoon, but I listen. Yeah, I know you're a lawyer. I think you're still. Are you still practicing? Based on what you tell me, you're still practicing.
I am still practicing. Yeah. Believe it or not, but yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's just that you have to have other perspectives in D.C. In my opinion. You look at something like what Trump did. He got more done in 4 years than the average president got done in 8. Heck, he got more done in 4 years than all the presidents in the last 30 years have gotten together and gotten done. He just moved the ball. Mike's going to move the ball. He's going to look out for Alabama. He's going to look out for the United States. He's not going to be bought by the big guy like he mentioned. I did catch that part of the interview. He's financed a lot of this campaign himself. He got very frustrated. I remember when he told me he was getting into it when I asked him to be on my hockey team. One of the reasons he got into it is what Biden did when they pulled out. Matter of fact, I heard that interview where you asked him and he said,
yeah,
you can't have a soul to do what they did. I still remember that interview when he said that. And that was, to me, he nailed it. You can't have a soul to do what the Biden administration did.
So, Mike, let me ask you this.
He's just a great guy. He is really a great guy.
Well, I guess that's where I was going is, yeah, I think everybody can see his business success, and I think everybody can see his military resume and all of that. And I guess what I'm hearing from you, though, is you know him personally, so you don't buy the character assassination that's been going on with the negative attack ads.
No, I'm very disappointed, especially in Mo. You know, from being from the city, he knows, obviously, knowing Mike Durant's background, it's very disappointing. This BS attack, well, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but I met a young lady at a new chicken place out here in Madison. I'm 72. She saw my Durant for Senate shirt. Oh, she says, my sister works for Mike Durant. I just love him. Or she just loves him. So this is the kind of guy. This is just a girl out of the blue working behind a fast food counter. Says her sister works for Mike Durant and absolutely loves the guy.
Okay.
He's character, and he's truly a nice guy.
All right.
And
he's
tough.
Hey, and Mike, and we're up against a break, man, but thanks for the call, and I appreciate the firsthand information. So appreciate you being in the audience, too. It sounds like you've been in the audience back since the beginning, so thanks for being a Right Side Ruffian, and we appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. You do a good job. Thank you much.
Thank you, man, even though I'm a lawyer. All right, folks. Hey, listen, we are up against a break. Coming back after this break, though, it is one of my favorite times of every single week, and that's when Copper, who keeps the trains running on time, gets to step out of the engineer's compartment there and speak her own mind. Copper's Corner is coming up right after this break. And on top of that, top of the hour, Bill Holtzclaw, who's running for the state Senate against incumbent Tom Butler. I say that, it's kind of funny. This is like deja vu because Holtzclaw beat Butler twice because Butler used to be in that seat as a Democrat. Holtzclaw came and beat him twice. Now Butler is a Republican and Butler is the incumbent and Holtzclaw's back to run against him again. This is like the rematch. This is like, you know, Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson over. Who's going to bite whose ear? All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.